the last word on business.
With Fitzgerald Power, offering innovative corporate finance solutions for every business challenge. FitzgeraldPower.ie.
Ian Guider is with us from the Business Post, and we have to race through a lot of things. Tell us, first of all, good news for County Navan, or for Navan and County Meath.
Yeah, really good news. Tara Mines and the unions working there have agreed that they will reopen the mine, which has been shut down practically since last summer. There was a meeting between the unions representing 600 workers overnight with the management from the Finnish company Boliden that owns the mine, and they have come to an arrangement that will reopen the mine over the next couple of months. There will be job losses. There'll be about 160 voluntary redundancies. So that means that out of the just over 600 workers that were working there last summer, about 400 jobs have been saved. Some people have left in the meantime and retirement. So the mine will restart production. It will take about 6 months to get all of those 400 people back working at the mine. There will be no changes to the pay of those people who are resuming work with the company, but there will be big changes to working practices. The unions overnight saying this is about the best deal that they could get. The management had collapsed talks effectively a couple of weeks ago with the union, saying that there was no potential for reopening. So marathon talk session yesterday and into the early hours, an agreement has been reached, which the workers will have to vote on next week. That will happen. But I think we can say that at least there is some good news, even with those some job losses.
We keep hearing about additional houses being available to purchase, but yet house prices are still going up sharply, well ahead of the rate of inflation.
Yes, and this is at a time when interest rates have shot up over the past 2 years, which normally should have a cooling effect on house prices. CSO coming out today and saying that in the 12 months to the end of February, house prices across the country rose by 6.1%. Median price across the country, €330,000. Prices in Dublin rising by 5.9%. Outside of Dublin, prices rising by 6.5%. Interesting, Matt, I think the fact that prices are rising so much is putting people off some purchases, because affordability now is just so expensive. In Dublin, Matt, you're going to have to fork out €445,000 for a house price. Transaction numbers are falling year over year. Transaction numbers down by 8%. And I think that's an indication, Matt, that with interest rates so high, with house prices so high, some people just can't get on the housing ladder. But this will cause a little bit of concern that perhaps what's driving all of this.
Okay, we're used to Elon Musk taking the proverbial, but I mean, can he really expect shareholders to approve a bonus to him of tens of billions of euro at Tesla days after announced he was cutting 15,000 jobs?
Yes, the company is putting forward a proposal that would see Elon Musk granted shares worth $56 billion in the company.
Is that all?
That's all, just to add to his existing fortune of around $200 billion. Last year, a court in the US rejected a previous attempt by the company to hand them over this share package, saying they hadn't gone about it in the right way. Well, now they're coming back to investors and saying, vote for this. We need to keep Elon Musk. He is the future of the company. And they're putting this forward at their annual general meeting. And also, the company is incorporated in Delaware in the US, which has a very strong legal system where most American companies have their base. Well, following that loss of that court case in Delaware, Elon Musk wants to move their corporate head office to Texas.
Okay, Just Eat is a major international brand, but it's in a bit of bother, is it?
Yeah, they're seeing transaction volumes fall, what they call the number of orders made over the app from restaurants in the first quarter of this year has declined. It's been struggling in the United States in particular, but there's been a drop in the first 3 months of this year in the UK and Ireland as well. And while their overall value of sales on the app is rising, it's that transaction volume number that is a little bit of a concern for investors out there. Share price falling this morning, stock market analysts saying perhaps people just aren't spending as much money getting deliveries at home, and perhaps some people out there just maybe going back into restaurants.
In about 40 seconds, tell me where we stand with the tax debt warehousing scheme.
Michael McGrath, the Minister for Finance, warning companies that they have now 2 weeks to engage with Revenue Commissioners on a payment plan for €1.7 billion of debt that was warehoused from COVID-19. Companies will get flexible payment terms. There'll be no interest on this debt, but you have to engage with Revenue. Otherwise, you will have to repay that money in full and potentially face the interest rate payments. But people just out there, just engage with the Revenue and do that payment plan, and you will get flexible terms.
Ian Guider from the Business Post, thank you very much.
The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper
and Life Pharmacy. Expert advice on vitamins for that little boost. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.